Hey, Corrine, how are you?
I'm good, Tere. How are you?
Good, good. It's another night, a radio show with Angel Coaches tonight, and we got a really cool show planned. So share it with everyone because you put the email out and distributed it, and we chatted about it, and it's going to be, as I said, fun and exciting. What are we talking about tonight?
It is. It's a very fun
All
and magical discussion that we're having tonight about spirits, ghosts, and loved ones on the other side. So we're going to be talking about experiences that probably many of you guys have had, with the different entities or loved ones that have crossed over that have come to visit you, or spirits. And we're going to be talking about how to connect with them and what their energy feels like. We're going to be talking about the angels and archangels and ascended masters that help connect with spirits and help us work with spirits and all that good stuff. So,
Yeah, and
yeah.
it's cool to know that you're never alone, and we never die. We
Right.
just go to another place. Or sometimes we
Right.
actually stay here until we choose to leave. So then that's okay too. Have you had any experiences yourself with it?
Oh, yes. It started when I was a little kid. I would see ghosts, the ones that haven't crossed over yet, and also the ones that just came for a visit. It wasn't anything like the Sixth Sense, so they weren't coming to me,
Yeah, right. That's a little
right.
horrifying.
It wasn't like
Spooky.
that. I know, which I'm grateful for, and but there are a lot of special people that are here with us that is their calling. But for me, I experienced them in a different way, where I would just see them as if they're just normal people, making their presence known, kind of just living their life amongst us and doing their own thing. I also had a grandfather. And also my grandmother come to me shortly after their passing.
Oh, wow.
Those are really nice experiences. But yeah, it's always a little jarring, of course, when you see someone show up in your room or walk right next to you.
Yeah, right. What are you doing here?
I know. And as a kid, you don't really, your first instinct is to be scared of it, and then through the years, and then also working with you, we've had several discussions about, working through that fear, which I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, that's their initial reaction to as well. And then, you kind of work through that fear and you're able to connect with them, with love and light, and all is good. But what about you? I'm sure you have plenty of stories of your experiences with spirits and
Yes, I have. But I have to tell you, tonight before we were talking, you and I there were a lot of family members, friends, and family members and loved ones that have transferred on the other side that are patiently waiting for people to call, so because they have messages, and we'll go into that a little bit later. Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. What's my experience? When I was a kid, I remember that I would have folks transfer or come into my bedroom. The first one was a friend of mine that died. She was young, actually. And she died when we were in sixth grade. And she came and told me. And I told my mom the next day, and my mother thought I was, as most parents would, not the coolest thing to do to tell your folks, and my mom and dad both. And then my grandmother, I remember when she died, I was like, great. I go, I get to tell my mother. And she said, don't tell her yet. She needs to find out in her own way. And this was like during that morning, really early in the morning, she came to me. My mom, when I got home from work that night, had just found out. So, she just wanted my mom to know that she loved her when she was in a better place. And then, I've had, yeah, it's really cool because, and then last, those are folks that have transferred over that go to the other side, as I said, are people. But then there's other energies that, I was in a house last year down in Key Largo, And, you know, our friend Willie, he was on the phone with me, and he goes, the house is surrounded by hurricane shutters that had been, you know, closed, so you couldn't, there was no air up there at all. And I said, Willie, he goes, I hear the door slamming upstairs. He goes, what's going on? I said, that's some playful energies on the other side. He goes, why don't you go up there and look? I go, they can play by themselves. I don't want to play with them. You know, so, and that's cool. But today we were talking to my mom, and you saw her, and I saw her, and then my brother, who, because I was a twin, I guess you're always a twin when you're a twin, and he's on the other side. So, but that's some of the experiences that a couple of them that I've had, and we've got a lot of people that are, you know, that we've talked to over the bit of time that you and I've been really working together, which has been quite a while, mm-hmm. That have shared their own experiences with people mm-hmm. That have transferred over. So
right, yeah. I remember this one experience, which it was really funny. I think I was a young teenager at the time, and I was in a movie theater, and I had seen the little boy that had, he had died in a theater a couple years, about 10 years earlier, there was a fire in this movie theater, and I saw him, and I remember being really scared, and I went back, and I remember telling the parent of one of my friends, who was, they were Chinese or Vietnamese, and in the Asian culture, it's supposed to be good luck if you see a ghost. And I remember them telling me, oh my goodness, you need to go out and buy a lottery ticket. You need to go out and buy a lottery ticket. It's good luck. This is great. And I remember thinking, I'm just a kid. And I couldn't understand. I was going, oh my gosh, this is quite frightening actually. But it was a good situation and, something that I still remember. So it was my first impression of, you know, seeing ghosts and knowing that I didn't need to be afraid. So that was a great gift that they had given me. All right. I think that we've lost Tarie. Okay, well, I think she'll be back on the line in a second. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about the energies of the different entities that we can experience, and because they all feel different. Tarie, is that you? Okay, she'll be back on in a second. Okay, all right. They feel different, you know, because people that have crossed, you know, our loved ones that have crossed over, they have a different feel to them, and they'll feel, you'll have a familiar sense when they kind of tune in. They feel lighter. They're coming from really an amazing place of love and light. For me, it feels like a soft kind of a feeling, very, very warm. And actually, I feel physically hot when I tune in to somebody that's crossed over. Oh, there she is, Tarie. Okay.
You know, I there's something. It's not the. And I apologize about that. You know, my Wi-Fi connection just whatever it did. But anyway, we're here, and that's
no worries.
If anything, it's just showing up.
That's right. I was just talking about the different energies, how each of these different, you know, the spirits and the ghosts and loved ones cross over, how they feel differently, and how we were able to distinguish the differences between them when they show up to us. So I was just talking about how a loved one that's crossed over feels like. They feel very warm. There's a familiar sense about them. For me, it feels very... we were talking about this earlier. You get hot because I'm really tuned into people, to the loved ones that are waiting right now for people to call in. We're physically very hot, and then
yes, we are. That's what we've got supplements on that before, right?
Yeah, I'm that way too.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Anyway.
For me, it feels you know, very loving and warm. It's like a, just a, for me, they feel like, there's like a thick, warmness to them, which is very different from a ghost or a spirit. Do you agree?
I do. Because you know, there's, as you said, there's a sense of familiarity. And then, you and I were chatting about, you know, about the other side. And when they come across, it's always messages of love, mm-hmm. not necessarily. yeah, I love you, because that's always a familiar message. And it also can be messages about things that you're having additional questions about, like relationships. Should I sell the house? Or, you know, those kind of things. Because loved ones on the other side have access to, you know, all the great I am, or maybe a big library, you know, information, you know, so that universal information. So they can really help you. And they're different, though, because I want to share this with you. Doreen Virtue, I took her a mediumship class a few years ago. But there's human energy on the other side when you connect with it. So, you know how human energy feels here. It's human energy on the other side. Where angels feel like angels, they feel different. So that's one way you can distinguish it. But she was amazing when she was teaching that class to us. Actually, her son was doing the teaching as well. So, Anyway, yeah. So, but those are some things that I think when you start tapping in and connecting on the other side, that you know it's human energy, and it's still, you know, they're transformed, and they're all, you know, we're always evolving and doing different things, and they do the same thing on the other side too as well. Mm-hmm. They and that kind of thing, and then you, but they always have messages, and we've got people that. That I hope they call tonight, because we've got some folks that are waiting patiently to chat with their loved ones.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole group of them here.
Yeah, the gang's all here, as you say.
That's right.
You know, and also, you know, I don't know if people have ever heard, well, is it bad to talk to loved ones on the other side? I thought when you die, you die. Well, that's true. You don't, but you don't ever die. And I'm not sure, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing to talk to them, because, you know, when I've chatted with, or when we chat tonight, there's a whole lot of angels with us as well as, you know, people on the other side too as well. Do you agree with that? Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's, how do you feel about that when someone says, well, is it bad? I've always heard it's bad. Church has taught me, or maybe not. I'm just giving that as an example. Or maybe family member says you shouldn't talk to people because that's not right. They're, you know, what do you feel?
Oh, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think, you know, they visit us and they want us to communicate with them because they want to help us. You know, they're kind of like our guardian angels, you know. So I feel, you know, I talk to, you know, my grandmother and my grandfather just as though, you know, they were my, like an additional set of like, protective, entities around me. And you can feel them. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this too. When they're speaking to a loved one that's crossover, you know, you can immediately feel their presence around you. A lot of times you will, smell a fragrance, like a perfume, perhaps, that your grandmother, your mother used to wear, and you know that they're around. So that I absolutely agree that, you know, definitely call upon them and talk to them as if you're speaking to, you know, a guardian angel.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And have you seen Psychic Kids? It's a channel.
Oh,
on,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were talking, they had two children that were, one was 15 and one was 13, and how they were able to talk and see folks on the other side. And the one mother of the 13-year-old girl, she was pretty religious, and I'm not going to even mention the religion, it doesn't really matter. But she had told her daughter that it was negative what she was doing, but she wanted her to use her gifts, but only in the way that she was comfortable with. So you look at
you look at
the little girl, and she's struggling, and she goes, oh, I want to explore it, and want to know that I'm okay, you know. And the mother and the you know, the folks on the show were really working with the mom to understand the daughter to just like let herself experience it and be able to use her gifts to help people. And it was quite an interesting show, but I like that because, you know, even when you and I are, we've got an age difference, but we're both forever 21, right?
Right.
And but even when we were growing up, it wasn't, you didn't have those shows like you do now, you know, where it's like, hey, mm-hmm. you can, you know, you're a normal person, although you have these gifts, you know what I mean? Or these, mm-hmm. these talents that you can do. So, which I think is pretty interesting, now. So it's cool to be a medium, you know, before you were like, you wouldn't tell anyone. So,
right. Anyway. We're living in a good time right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And, so people like, Doreen Virtue, Edgar Cayce, Sylvia Brown makes it easier for us to do what we do, which is also interesting. We've got callers, don't we? Do you want to start?
I do. Sure. The first caller we have is Amy from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Do you have a story to share or a question to ask?
I just wanted to I agree with everything you say. I was scared of, I've been on a spiritual journey myself, and I was scared at first, deathly scared. I thought there were ghosts, and I was, like, running away from it. But then I realized through time that it wasn't scary, it was love, and I learned to accept it. And if someone else is experiencing it, then not be scared. It's a wonderful gift.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. So let me ask you a question, Amy, if it's okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What was your first experience?
When I was scared, it was my son. He was about 2 years old, and he was seeing people in his room at night.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband at the time was working the third shift, so it was just me and my son. And he was talking to them, communicating with them, and I thought they were ghosts. I mean, you see other movies, and I thought, oh, my God, they're going to start slamming my doors, breaking glasses, and scaring me to death. But and I was really, really, really scared until I finally got to a medium, and then I still was scared when I would cry when somebody I knew, you know, would cross over and want to communicate with me. I was so scared because I was raised and born a Catholic. So in Catholic religions don't really... they frown upon this, so I was, like, really scared. But it's nothing to be scared of. When I, you know, started reading the books and talking with the mediums, I've learned to be so comfortable with it. It's so peaceful. It's a blessing.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and you're working with us now on Angel Coaches, and we're really grateful. Your grandmother's here. Karina and I both. Yeah, lots of love.
Thank you. I'm glad. Okay, what does
anyway. Do you have any questions you want to ask her?
I was kind of communicating with her before while I was listening to your program, as a matter of fact.
Aw, wonderful. Good.
And so, we were talking about you before the program, too. We were saying your grandmother's here.
Yeah, because we tapped into a whole lot of people, so she's here. I think, Corrine, actually, you got to another symbol with her, didn't you, Corrine?
Yeah, because you had sent me the email earlier, right? And I immediately got your grandmother. And so, you know, I was tuning into her, and she showed me a bird. She showed me a bird, and she said that you would know that she's sending you signs as a bird. And then she showed me the color blue. So I don't really know what that meant. I don't know if it's a blue bird or just the color blue, or if she likes blue or she wore blue or something like that. But she showed me a bird and blue. And she said, you would know what that means. And I said, okay. But I just tapped in her for a second, but she's here right now.
I've had a bird sit on my deck. I have birds sitting up like robins that normally wouldn't come close to your house. I have a picture of it on my refrigerator because I knew it was someone, but I just didn't know who. A message. I knew it was someone, but I didn't know who sent the bird. But, yes, I know the bird, and blue is my favorite color.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, that's your
That's wonderful, Amy. I got a house. Maybe that's the bird near the house. Are you having issues with your house or wanting to know? Maybe it's just a complete sentence about, is there a question about your house or are you doing anything with it?
Well, either we want to either remodel the whole thing or buy or build a new one. We're not sure.
Okay. Well, your grandmother, because I told Corrine before, it's like your grandmother was showing a house to me. So whatever you do, she's trying to help you with. So it's like make the decision and she'll help you. You know, I always think that when you're making a decision, like, should I stay or should I go? If it's money, the money will come to do whatever you need to do. Okay. It could be already there. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just want to let you know that. But she's helping you. She goes, make the decision, and I'll help you with the remodeling. Or if you want a new house, she'll help you with that as well. Okay? You know, they always show me lots of money on the other side. It doesn't do any good there.
Right.
Bring it here, you know?
Yeah.
So I've had Yeah, right. I've had spouses who passed over and they're showing me jewels and, you know, necklaces. And I was like, okay, he's showing me this, but he didn't give me this. And when he was here, I go, well, he could give it to you there, but you guys are just like a little distant right now. But when you cross over, it'll be a little, you can get your jewels then. But yeah, so that's what I got with her. So I hope that helps you. Do you have anything else you want to share?
Well, my husband's kind of looking for a promotion at work, and he's been waiting for it since spring, and it hasn't come yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Go ahead, Corrine. You go ahead first, because I'll
win. Mm-hmm. There's a delay with this. There's something... there's a delay. I'm looking at the energy. There's something that is... Something needs to be figured out. It's on the track for the promotion. I feel something in October happening, but there's something that is what is this I'm seeing here? It doesn't feel like it's a promotion, you know, where it's just time passes and he gets it. There's something that needs to happen, some kind of something that needs to be done, a project that needs to be finished, some kind of something needs to be done before he can get this promotion. Something needs to happen, or something needs to be shown. It just doesn't feel like one of those promotions where you just wait
it's
because you've been there.
Yeah, it's a job bid he's waiting for, but it's a lot more money.
Okay. There's something that needs to happen here. It didn't feel like it was like one of those jobs where you've just been there for a long time and then you automatically get it. It feels like there's something. Yeah, there's something that he needs to do, or something that they're working on, some kind of a project. Something needs to happen. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm feeling like that happens and then he gets it. But there's something that's in the way right now that needs to take place, and then he gets it. I think that's happening in October. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay. I'm waiting for a settlement myself. I'm waiting for a settlement myself.
There's also something happening next month. I'm not sure which one it is. You know, maybe Corrine's seeing the October. Maybe something with it happens next month, or your settlement. So in August, that's what I'm getting, a month. But he gets a promotion. He gets the contract, I feel. That's what I'm being shown. And he also, in the settlement that you're looking for, everything's coming together. So that's what I see, okay? And waiting is always hard, but I always, like you, Amy, divine and perfect timing is better than my timing, although it doesn't seem like it, does it?
Your timing is so far off. I have to say real quick, when I connect with the other side, I do feel the warmth and the love and the peace. It's like somewhere, I go there in my dreams a lot. I don't know if my loved ones take me when I'm sleeping, I don't know, but I know when I've been there, I don't want to come back. It's so peaceful over there. I never had parents that were very nurturing or anything. I never had that in my life, and I think my grandmother's take me over there, and the warmth and the peace is just absolutely amazing. When I wake up in the morning, I feel so blessed. I don't know, but to anyone out there, it is amazing on the other side. If it wasn't for families and children and whatnot, we'd all want to be there. Like, I'm not afraid to die, but of course I want to be here to raise my children and raise my grandchildren. It's a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for your time. I don't know if you have any other questions or anything, but thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to working with you guys.
You as well, Amy. Thank you so much for sharing your story, because, you know, it's special.
Thank you.
But have a good... Okay, hon. Take care. Have a good night.
Right. Take care. Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I told her it'd be cool when she takes the mediumship class, too. Or the, not the, the ones that she's taking.
Right. The mediumship class definitely will help her. Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. She's right, though. The other side feels absolutely wonderful, right? You know?
Just an amazing amount of love that you can't even describe. It's beautiful. Okay. So
we got
Kimberly from Key Largo.
Hey, girls. How are you?
Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in Siesta Key for the weekend. Just walking the shoreline. It's beautiful out here.
Oh, good. I bet it's good bikini weather there, right?
So. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm
What's your question?
I remember that story that you told about the house last summer.
Yeah.
I was there, remember, when you were at that house with Willie?
The next morning, you heard some
people rattling around upstairs.
Yeah, I did.
And you told them to play quietly or something like that.
Yeah, and Kim, I love her because she's amazing. She says to me, Kim goes, I just don't even think about it. And I go, neither do I. She goes, it's a lot, because the house is beautiful. And I was so grateful to be there, because at the time, Kim, I was going through a lot of transition.
Right.
But the house is wonderful. But there's a lot of stuff going on in there. But a lot of good stuff too, because they got grandkids and whatnot over there. So, but what's your question?
Well, let me just, before I ask my question, because my question is about Jeff. I don't have anything really to share about people from the other side because I don't really have anybody over there that I was really close to. But I will mention that the feelings that Corrine was talking about, that she feels, the sensations that she feels when she's talking to someone or connecting with someone, those are the feelings I get. Or sensations that when I'm talking to my angels, so the back of my arms tingle. It's almost like they're enveloping me with their wings, or they're tickling me with their feathers.
I
feel it right now just talking to the two of you. It's bizarre. It's like right above my elbows, in the back of my arms.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful,
so
Kim.
It kind of relates a little bit.
Yeah, it does. And I know that Kim has felt Archangel Michael. Yeah, Archangel Michael in her, when she's in a room and that's where she meditates. But she goes,
yep.
I feel him. That's wonderful. And you work a job and you don't do metaphysical work per se, although you do. Meditation has really opened you up to do that, right?
Right. Right.
Cool.
A little bit here and there.
Anyway, what's your question about Jeff?
Well, nothing. I have heard nothing. I've done nothing. Most importantly, just wondering if he's still around.
Okay. All right. Well,
nothing has changed since we chatted.
Okay. So you have just been sitting still because I didn't feel him coming around until August. How about you, Corrine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say there's a little bit of time that's going to pass here, and the next time you see him, you're going to see what we talked about, which is. The wondering what you've been up to, it's pushing him closer to you, right? Because he went through that, the period of the last time he saw you, which was with the guy. This next time that you're going to see him in August is going to be when he's going to be very in touch with his feelings. Right now, he's figuring it out. He's realizing why he was upset is because he still cares. Okay. When he sees you this next time is really what's going to push him in your direction.
Is he going to come close to me, actually speak to me?
I think the second time.
Or is that going to be via text, I'm sure?
It possibly could be this. No, I think it's the second time you see him.
Okay.
He is going to reach out to you. That is for sure. I definitely see that. He is going to contact you. He's either going to walk right up to you and say hi, or, which I feel very strongly, or he's going to give you a text.
Okay.
Yeah, there is communication that is coming up very, very soon.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yes, yeah. It's going to be a positive communication. It's not going to be anything, nothing negative, positive, coming from his heart, wanting to really reconnect with you, wanting to know what you've been doing and just say hello. This is good.
Kim, I'm going to tell you what I feel with him too as well. You've worked so hard on yourself that when it feels like that you may see him in down at the Big Chill, and you guys connect there, okay, with the conversation.
Okay.
So, and then there's a text that maybe comes after that. But he's wanting to feel comfortable. Make sure make him rise to where you're at. Do you understand? Because you need to be treated the best, okay? Because you're an amazing woman. You really are. And you have a lot to offer, a guy in a relationship, especially Jeff. Okay? So that's a big message for you. I hope that makes sense.
You have good things to look forward to that are coming up for you.
Just, I miss him. It's been a long time since we've connected, since March.
Yeah, well, I know, and you worked hard on yourself, and the energy between you two.
I'm doing them all the time now.
Well, you worked hard on yourself, and the energy between you two is so much different than when you started. So, mm-hmm. And all the healing that needed to happen. So, mm-hmm. That's cool.
There's a connection.
Kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's a connection energy that's developed here.
So I'm feeling his energy then.
Yeah, you are. You're still in his energy and his thoughts.
Mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a connection that I'm feeling. There's a connection here. Before it was you guys both need to do your separate things, kind of figure things out. There's a connection that I'm seeing right here. There's an energy. There's an energy pool. This is good. Kim, you're doing so great. This is really good.
Right.
I'm happy for you, mm-hmm. Kim. You know,
hope so.
Karina and I get to come to the wedding, I told you.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right, hon. Have a good night. Have a good weekend in the Keys,
all right,
okay?
I'll jump off. I'll let someone else get on. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right,
okay,
take care.
Bye, Kim.
Bye. Wow,
she's wonderful.
Yeah, her energy feels great, too, as
I know, and there's like there's this, I was looking at this energy, there was like an energy line that I was seeing between the two of them that's like newly formed. It was like this thin, like a strand that was connecting them that wasn't there the last time. So this is good. This is really good. Look at all the work that she's done. This is just proof that, you know, really when you work on the relationship with yourself, you know, and that comes first, then you can have the relationship that you desire to experience with someone. It's amazing. It's wonderful.
I think so too. Listen, I don't know. I want to let's give a couple messages out to people because in case they can't get through, I am feeling a gentleman by the name. He looks like his name is Wayne. I think Wayne. The last name may be, and he's wanting to let his son know. Go ahead.
I was going to say Italian. It's like an Italian sounding last name.
Yeah, and he wanting to let his son know that he's safe on the other side and he's good. And then there was a gentleman, I think he's in a military outfit, not a military, but a police outfit. Do you remember him? We were talking because mm-hmm. he's wanting to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And he's what did you get? Because I'm like jumping in and I want to.
No, he's a policeman. He passed away in an accident. He's the brother of someone. Passed away in an accident, and again, his message is of love, and that he's okay, and that he doesn't want you to feel sad anymore. He doesn't want you to feel sad because you've been sad and hanging on to some kind of pain and guilt from this. He's saying, let that go. He's okay. But he's the brother of someone, passed away in an accident, and he's a policeman.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then there's a Frank here that wants to talk to his son. Mm-hmm. And we'll just leave it at that. Then there's also another, firefighter. I was saying 9/11. I think it's a firefighter. Maybe it's a police officer, but it showed me a uniform. He's here 9/11, and he's okay. I think he died in 9/11. It feels like he did. So he's okay. Wants you to let you know that he's safe on the other side. And if this resonates with you and you want to ask us a question, then give us a call here tonight on BBS Radio. So we'll be glad to talk a little bit more to you. But if we don't get that opportunity, I'm being pushed to say, tell him. So like, okay, I can tell him. Okay, so we've got another caller, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and the firefighter, he has a flag. So I don't know if that means anything to anybody, but he's got a flag.
Okay.
That,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. There's
a little girl showing up too. Remember her? Because she's still here. She looks like she died of maybe, and she's her name is Lily. I think Lily, and she died of leukemia, or cancer, sort of cancer. She's fine, but she had to let her folks know she's okay. So
blonde hair.
Yeah,
blonde hair. Very sweet. Very, very sweet.
Oh yeah. Okay. So if this resonates, you can call us and we'll talk to you about it. So anyway. But sometimes it's a little hard to get through on the lines, I know. Who we got next?
We've got Sharon from Georgia.
Okay. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Sharon.
You beautiful ladies. How are y'all today?
Hi, beautiful lady.
You're good. Thank you. We're really good, and thank you for the compliment. We appreciate it. So, and I love that. Hey, y'all. I'm from North Carolina. That sounds so familiar. You know. Anyway, what's going on with you, girl?
I just was listening to y'all, and I thought I'd call in and see if maybe one of my loved ones was hanging out.
hanging out with you. Wow.
Or you.
Yeah, there you go, hanging out with me. Well, let's see. Is there somebody specific you wanted to talk to? Because there's a lady here that's showing me a necklace. Do you? I don't know what that means, or necklace or a pendant, some sort of pendant. She looks...
It could be my mother or her mother.
I think it's... I'm feeling like... do you have the pendant? Or is she showing it to me?
Probably not anymore. I've gotten several pieces from both of them, from my grandmother and my mother, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Which one to be. My mother had, she crossed the most recent, and my grandmother has been crossed over for a long time.
Okay. One of them is showing me, whoever it is showing me the month of September? Is that a death date or a birth date?
No, my grandmother would be April, and my mother would be December.
Okay. Go ahead, Corrine.
No, I'm 1972. Is that?
1972.
I'm getting 72.
I just can't.
That's okay. There's the pendant that I'm seeing. Whoever it is like really loves flowers. I think it's your mother. Okay, but she's showing me.
Say, when you said flowers, that sounds like my mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's showing me something in September again, and it's not a death date. It's not a birth date. Okay, what are you expecting?
Yeah, my birthday is October, which is right next to September, but.
No. It's she's being specific about this. It's September, and she's saying it's something that you're waiting for is happening. That she's here now, and she's talking to me.
Okay. I wonder what that is. Maybe she's trying to enlighten me.
Maybe she's just giving you, sending you away where you're more prosperous. So just to let you know, because prosperity is always a challenge for sometimes for us. But when you get it, we get it. But your mom showed me September. It's a pendant. It's got. She showed me the pendant. It looks like it's got flowers on it. She says she's safe. She's on the other side. She's with somebody. Did somebody die of a heart attack?
I believe my dad did. We never really were sure how he died. He was on a motorcycle, so. It was so bad that they couldn't do an autopsy to find out.
Sorry about that. Okay, well, she showed me a heart attack. That's who she's with. I think it's probably your father then. And, so that's what I get for her. Okay. What else? Are you getting something, Corrine? I'm sorry, I'm just rattling on like that. I apologize.
No, I got a parrot, but I don't think it belongs to you. Someone else was showing me a parrot, a really colorful parrot, and I asked if it was your mother, and it's not your mother, so that's not for you. But I got she's showing me tears.
She has a lot of I would imagine she has a lot of sorrow as to our experience together.
Yes, she's showing me tears. Like she's showing me crying tears.
Would you please tell her I know that she's sorry and that I forgive her?
Okay. That's her message. Okay. That's beautiful, Sharon. She's holding her heart. Okay, she's holding her heart. She's very, very, very sorry. She's showing me a lot of tears still. And then love. She's very sorry.
And I forgive her.
Sharon. Sharon, she's also telling me whatever, just you're fine and you'll see, she'll meet you on the other side a long time from now, just to let you know, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
emotional.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love. There's a lot of love. She's trying to heal. She's sending healing energy. It's so powerful. Healing energy from her heart. She's holding her heart. She's holding her heart. And she's crying. She's crying for you. She's holding her heart.
Let it go because she there's no need for her to hold on to it, that I truly do forgive her. And then I understand and I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Aww, I get what all this was about. And she did her job well. And I want her to know this, that she come to bring forth me a lesson. And I got it. And she needs to forgive herself.
I think she's forgiving herself, because all I feel from her is love.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, love and forgiveness, as Corrine was mentioning, and she's with the gentleman that had the heart attack. I guess your dad died, and that's how the motorcycle accident happened. She's also, I'm going to be practical now, because I want to give you this, because she's sharing it with me again, and she's being really firm with me. There's something happening in September. I don't know if you're waiting for some kind of, it's like a court case. Money.
No, I don't have any money coming toward me, but I have been torn of whether I should put my house up for sale to keep from losing it.
Okay, then she says
this has something to do with that.
It probably does then, because you'll get money, and then and life will be easier for you. If you do it, put it up in September, because she's just showing me the month of September money. Okay, so...
Now, could it mean that I do have a little bit of retirement money, and I've been thinking about having to get that out, but that would be already mine? Do you sense that this is...
No, this is new money. This is new prosperity that you're not anticipating, okay? So
okay.
I go, are you... When did your dad die?
He died back in 84.
Okay.
They're both helping you. My mom's been gone for about 6 years now, 5 years.
I gotcha.
So I'm not expecting anything.
No, I didn't think about that. She just told me about your father's with her, or she's with your dad. But anyway, there's money showing up for you in September, okay? So
okay.
You can never be too rich, too thin, all right?
Exactly.
So that's what I said.
This is good news. any
right.
Words about my... do they know anything about the twin flame? And I would think that they would be quite aware of what I'm asking.
Oh, the twin flame.
Yes. The one my father kept saying was on his way.
Okay. Did I tell you that?
It's the man that she's going to marry.
I was told this a couple years, and then my dad kept coming through. My cousin kept confirming that I would be reuniting with my twin flame in this lifetime. And
Sharon, what I get with that, did I tell you, Corrine and I talked to you about that? Because it sounds so familiar with you and I.
You told me you saw a wedding, and that's all you said. You didn't say
anything. Oh, okay. Michael, Corrine, and I, we told her about that. Yeah, because you asked us, I remember, you asked us on a previous show.
Right, Michael was on the show.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good stuff to share. Here's what I see with your twin flame and Corrine. You are figuring out that you are who your connection is with, and you are starting to really, really enjoy yourself and loving yourself. Because of that, you're preparing yourself not only for you, but for your twin flame. Your twin flame is being prepared for you and himself as well. So the time is coming when you guys are going to be together. And that's what I do see. I don't mean to be so
okay,
generic
so
about that.
He definitely is coming. But now I do have to ask, is it someone I already know? Because I've been told I do not know this person.
I don't feel like you know him. You'll know him, because if you know, one thing about a twin flame, you either fight with him a lot, or, you know, and then you realize who he or she is. I'm just teasing a little bit about that. But I feel that you haven't met this person, because you're raising your vibration to be with him,
mm-hmm.
and he is with you as well.
Wonderful.
So,
thank you both of you. Yeah. Y'all are so great. Y'all truly are.
Oh, we love you.
I love y'all both.
We love you too. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
You.
She's so beautiful. I just love her.
Oh, she is. Love her. Love her. Love her. Okay, we've got two more callers on the line.
Okay,
we'll take Rosie from Kansas.
Okay. Hi, Rosie.
Hi. I'm kind of nervous. I'm not sure. I was just wanting to see if there's a connection or any messages from my son on the other side.
From your son? Okay. We got a... What's your son's first name?
Sam.
Okay. Kareen and I tapped into did we tap into him before the call? Let's see.
There was a boy, but that was your brother, actually. But yeah. This way is something, basketball? Did he play basketball? I'm getting a boy with basketball.
So we can, because there's a lot of people here. We want to find the right one for you.
Did you say David?
No.
Sam.
What's his name? Sam. Okay, Sam. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Rosie, when did he die?
In March of this year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, March of this year. Okay. He's on the other side. He says he comes to you in dreams. And he says he's okay. He wanted to let you know that. Do you remember the dreams that he gives you? Are you seeing him in your dreams? Because he says he's coming to you in your dreams.
Yeah, there's the first one I had was real vivid, but then the other one, it's hard to remember them. I'm trying to take notes when I wake up in the morning, but sometimes I just don't remember a lot of it. So it's just kind of
In pieces. Okay, he's. He's saying using the word blame, BLAME. What does that mean to you?
Oh, probably that I'm kind of blaming myself.
Okay. That's what it feels like. Karina's tapping into everybody. Okay, she's like so good at that. So
it's just, there's every it's a whole
there's a lot of
people here.
It's like anyway, but Rosie, what I feel with him is he say blame. He goes, don't blame yourself. Loves you. It was his time. He needed to transfer over. He's showing me a military outfit. I believe that's somebody he's with. Do you know who that is?
It might be his grandfather, maybe.
Okay, probably, because he's showing me a military outfit. He's with him. He's safe. He's happy. And he says, it was my time. Okay, and he goes, he had a soul agreement to come and be your son, and you had a soul agreement to be his mom, and you were the best mom, and you'll see me again. I'll meet you on the other side, and he says, tell you, okay, which makes sense, to put a notepad by your bed. When you wake up, look at that notepad, and you'll be able to remember a lot. He goes, I have a lot to share with you. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a programmer, computer programmer.
Okay, he says, I want you to start journaling because you have a lot of stuff inside that you need to share. Okay, so journal on the computer. I'm saying that. You don't probably say, Tariq, I don't want to journal on the computer. Kareen, I don't want to journal on the computer. I just want to be, right? But I'm telling you, that's a message from your son because there's something with that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, I've just been feeling so lost, and I don't know if there's just any, you know, like just direction as far as. You know, my future, you know, like what I should be doing and
journaling. I'm sorry. Kareen is really good with that too. Okay, yes, you should be journaling. I know. I really get mad at because I go, I don't want to tell her that. Tell her. But journaling is something. Okay. Anyway, he's safe and he's happy. Don't blame yourself.
Okay.
But he says, I'm going to come to you in more dreams and give you some great stuff to write about. You know what? I love men because, and especially on the other side, they, you know, they, and women are not as much like this because we're such nurturers. But men, they like to talk about themselves here and there. So how about that? Your son will be able to give you lots of good stuff to journal. But Kareen, you are so, I know you're tapping into everybody because I feel your energy. To help her, do you recommend any meditations, tapes or anything like that? And if you haven't.
When you said journaling, I immediately got that you're going to find your passion through the journaling. There's something that when you're writing, something is going to spark, it's going to like ignite a flame within you. And then you'll know what your direction is. The journaling is very, very key here. And your son is going to guide you. He's going to help you with this. That's why it's very important. I feel it's you're going to find your passion through the journaling. So just try it. Even if it feels really silly to you, just, you know, or record your thoughts, record your dreams, record what happens with you throughout the day. There's something that's going to happen here that's going to be transformational that your son is going to help. He's going to guide you through this.
Okay.
And by the way, go to angelcoaches.com because we do a lot with helping you find your soul's purpose, your passion, and that kind of thing. Your son is talking to me about a car.
A car?
Yeah. Are you trying to buy a new car? He's just showing me a car. Why is that?
Well, this today, when I was driving home after running an errand, I have an old car, and in my head I was thinking, gosh, you know, I should just go get another car, you know, instead of driving
this junker.
Yeah,
junk the junker. He says, get a new car, okay? So anyway, your son heard your prayer request. I said, well, how about sending her some cash? Okay, so anyway, he says, go get a new car, all right?
Okay.
It'll keep you safe, and you can chat with him while you're in there because he hears your thoughts, all right? And he knows he's listening.
All right.
I hope that helps. Go to Angel Coaches. We've got some cool things there.
I will. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, sweetheart. Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Do we have anybody else?
There's someone here with the basketball. The show keeps showing me basketball. He was on a basketball team. I don't know if that means anything to anybody out there, but I don't even – he showed me – like high school, college basketball. He played high school, college basketball.
Do you feel how he died? Because I, when you were talking to me about it, I could feel it on over my right shoulder, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, do you feel how he? Well, we never died, do we? Transfer out of here?
No, I am trying to ask how he passed away. Oh my goodness, he was on a bicycle. I think he got hit while he was on a bicycle. I don't know if this. He's okay, and he wants to know that he's fine, that he loves you. He keeps showing me the basketball. He really loved to play basketball. Basketball is his life. He's saying, and he still plays basketball. I think this is the David that I was tapping into.
Because I almost
feel like crying. He's saying he still loves to play basketball and he loves you and he's fine.
Aw, that's very nice. Yeah, because I felt him on my right shoulder. So I was like, I'm going to leave you alone while you're tapping into that. Mm-hmm. I think we have Janice from Canada. We got a couple more minutes, two more minutes actually. So why don't we take her? Is that okay?
We'll take her real quick. Sure, all right. Janice from Canada.
Hi.
Janice. Hey, Janice. What's going on there, girl?
Hey. I hear you guys are cutting in and out. I was just going to ask about Peter. Are you there?
Peter? Hello? Who is Peter to you?
Yeah, Peter von Mueller. He was sort of a mentor to me.
Uh-huh.
And he died of pancreatic cancer a few months ago.
Oh. Okay. And he was one that helped you in your quest for your passion with kids?
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, this is with baking.
Baking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of curious about, like, his wife actually called me, and she never called anybody else from the bakery to attend his memorial. And I just I don't know what I'm really wondering. I guess if he's sort of close by or... I don't know.
Here's what I'm getting with him. He says, have a memorial service, make it a celebration of life. First message that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's also like a one of his already. And that was a few weeks ago and I attended it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it a celebration of life or was it really a memorial?
It was a memorial, but everybody was like, it was a few months after.
Okay, so it was more like more or less a memorial celebration of life. Whatever it was, because they don't know past, present, and future on the other side. Go ahead, Corinne, because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, just real quick, he's showing me a stone, like a stone. I don't know what that means, like a stone, a rock. I don't know. He keeps saying, this is me, the rock. This is me, and he keeps showing me a rock, and I'm going, okay. It's like a rock, a stone, and he's going, this is me. Does that make any sense at all? It doesn't make sense to me. But he's saying, he keeps showing me that he is.
I don't know. Like, he was cremated.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't know if
wow.
that has to do. I gave him when he left the bakery because he went to move on. He went to another bakery for a bit before he got cancer and before he moved. And it was him and, like, a young girl sort of thing, like, sort of showing a mentor. Is that maybe mean value? I don't know.
You gave him what?
It's sort of like a figurine, like one of those, how you buy, I don't know how to explain, is, you know how they have little angels, it's made out of stone?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But I got him something a little bit different, like showing sort of like, in a way, a father figure, but he was more like a mentor to me, like he always.
Okay, he has that, that's what he's showing me. He okay, keeps saying, he keeps saying, this is me, this is me. Okay.
Janice, we're going to have to rock and roll because we've got to get off. But thank you for sharing. But he's with you. The Celebration of Life or the memorial, because he calls it Celebration of Life, okay, is what he wanted. So anyway, tell his wife, okay? Let her know.
Okay.
And he flicks the lights on and off to let her know that he's thinking when he hears her thoughts. So I hope that helps. Take care. Much love. And we'll see everybody next week. And anybody that wants to know about their loved ones can go to angelcoaches.com for loved ones on the other side or manifesting, because we got a lot of good stuff coming up. Right. And we have a mediumship class coming up that we're going to teach too as well. So do you have anything else you want to add, Corinne?
No. And then on their Tuesday night calls, anybody that wants to cross over, we'll be doing some meditations. And Tree's going to be teaching a class on mediumship and how to tune into spirits and loved ones. So for more information, go to angelcoaches.com.
All right. Take care, everybody. Good
okay,
night.
Good night, everyone.